Well,
at all.
Well, I know you said, you just said you don't want to believe in him, but what, or have anything to do with him. But, you know, sometimes it will just kind of, you know, come up a little bit.
Yeah, so, well, you better be careful with me, because I can be very bad.
You have a really tough ego. Wow. Well,
well, you know, sometimes I feel a little bit upset because something isn't happening the way I want it to happen.
And that's,
it comes in me, and I can feel it, and I want to get rid of it.
Well, see, that's the thing.
But it comes in with me
sometimes. It doesn't mean it's not going to come in. The important thing is if you're going to just release it, let it go.
Let it go?
Yeah, other words.
Well, you don't want to continue doing it. If somebody gets a little angry, then they wake up, they stop being angry, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
So you wake up. Other words, you say, oh, my goodness.
Yes, exactly.
What's going on?
Then you see you've been stupid, or you've been doing the wrong things, and if you're smart, and you have the ego going, and there are other ways to let go of that stuff. So you understand what you're doing. And people happen, that happens to people occasionally.
Yeah.
Because they're upset about something.
Yeah.
So they become, you know, they don't say the right things, and when they finally understand what they've done, they get very upset with themselves.
Yeah.
And they try to work it down.
Yeah.
I've done that myself.
Yeah. So. Well, so it's, and the ego likes, doesn't like peace.
Because there'd be no reason for him to be there, because he wouldn't have anything to do.
Oh, uh-huh.
You pushed him away.
Uh-huh.
So that's a way, as you go your own self, and you let go of that, and as long as you aren't going to be listening to him, and you're not going to do things within yourself, you're letting it go. And the ego just is pushed away. There's nothing more for him to do.
So then you become in charge.
Yes.
And not the ego.
I'm in charge.
Okay.
I want to be in charge right now.
Yeah. So, but if you want to be, and you can be in charge of how you want to feel.
I want to feel, I want to be in peace.
Okay. Then
I want to simply to be very much in love.
Now, okay. Now, so... Basically, I think what we're learning is that either you're in charge of how you want to feel, and if you want to be peaceful, then you're in charge of that.
I want to be peaceful.
If the ego's in charge, then it's making you do things you don't want to do.
There you go.
See, and if you know that difference...
Well, you have to... What you do is you may have that happen to you, but then you see... You got to stop that because that's not what you want to be doing, really. But you start doing something because it hits you like that sort of thing. Oh, I'm angry and I'm going to do, you know, that kind of thing, you know. And those are things that will hit you and you don't have any control of yourself.
That's right.
Because that's something, it's an energy that's gotten into you. And it wants to get real busy and clean up and they want to push everybody away.
Oh, so maybe the whole... The whole objective of the ego is to push people away and to stay separate.
I think so.
Oh, so by saying I'm in charge, that means I'm not like you. We're separate.
That's right.
So the ego likes things to be separate.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's just making noise and putting itself out there and making people do things that it wants them to do. Negative things.
Yeah.
It's all negative stuff. And if we want to let go of that as we learn what we've been doing, then we have to look that through. And that's where if you've had peace as a part of your thoughts, and if you just your body, maybe you love somebody like I love you. Well, if we've had any problem, I certainly don't that want to happen ever.
Yeah.
But you let go of that from within you. And but these things can happen within yourself, and you have to then take care and make sure you take charge of what's going on in yourself. So that doesn't go out and isn't expressed at any time after you found out about this. Then you stop doing that.
And I have to say, when you went through that period where, you know, maybe you hit me on the arm or something, that I think that's also times when my ego would say, stop that, don't do that. And so I was trying to get in charge of your ego. And, like, I don't like that, that's, you know. And so that was your way of your ego pushing me away.
Uh-huh.
You know, the thought of hitting me even on the arm was never part of your thinking.
Very bad.
But I think as I looked at it, I think I had to quiet my ego, see, because my ego was saying, you're not going to do that to me. I'm going to be in charge. So maybe we had a little battle of who was going to be in charge.
Could have been. And you were, because I stopped doing it, so you won.